What is your topic?
I think it's going to be fully concede to the innermost self.
Okay. So our speaker, Kati, is going to share on the topic of fully concede to our innermost self. And this is a 15-minute share. Do you want to be timed? How would you like to be timed?
A 5 minutes, and then the time would be great.
Okay, thank you so much. All right.
Okay, so hello everybody. My name is Kati. I am a compulsive overeater and codependent. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Judith, for asking me to share. My initial reaction, in all honesty, was like, hell no. But I said yes anyways, because that's what I'm practicing to do these days. The reason why I usually say no is because these kind of situations, they trigger a lot of nervousness. Like, I'm somebody that appears to be quite outgoing and confident in some situations. And these kind of situations, they kind of bring something, a different part of me. So I know that one day there'll be a day where I enjoy these things in real time, but until then, let's see what we get. So, yeah. So today was I work at a school on Wednesday, and we had two fire drills. I think they're having an issue with people using the fire drills to have a break from exams or whatever. And I was standing there in the place where everybody meets, and I felt really emotional because I was aware of how much love there was in that. You know, the way that things are put together so that everybody's safe in the event of a fire. And I felt really touched to tears, and I had to hold them back because I'm standing there with, you know, a lot of people, and for no reason I start, you know, feeling emotional. But I was aware that was like my reaction to this awareness of love. And on my way to here, I got here just a few minutes before the time I was on the bus, and I kind of used some of that time to ground myself. And I was also aware, and I felt touched as well at that time, that, you know, me gathering this courage to speak, because I'm saying to myself, you know, why am I doing this? This is crazy. I'm too nervous. And then, yeah, I kind of felt this inspirational thought that me gathering this courage to let power come through and say something through me was an expression of love as well. And I'm somebody who struggled a lot with love before recently, not sure what love meant. And I was somebody, I didn't like people asking me, you know, when was the last time you loved or whatever. I didn't like these sort of questions. But I've had some experiences recently that show me that love is in fact everywhere all the time. And I'm having these experiences. So today there's twice where I felt that, and that's settling me to say that. So yes, this fully concede to the inner self. I've had an experience doing the steps through using the Big Book and the Big Book Awakening process, this turning statements into questions. And I've been having some experiences with what that means to concede to the innermost self that I am powerless. And I realized, like, the hindsight is providing me all of this kind of comparison, these changes, the shifts that I've had, in that I've done the program many times, I've done many step ones. But it's only really recently that I feel that shift from the wanting to understand what that meant, the compliant idea that I was powerless, to the experience of what that is, and the shift the shift that was created in many places. In my relationship to surrender, my relationship to higher power, and even what higher power is for me, and and a real genuine shift in the relationship to myself. And what I'm realizing in that is that I've been somebody that's read the big book. I've read many things, and I've read the big book, you know, many times, passages over and over again. And I was reading it through what I thought the words were saying rather than what they were trying to tell me. So this last process that I'm doing, I'm really endeavoring to change that, to really study what that word is. What does it mean to me? What's my experience with it? What is it trying to tell me? Because this book is trying to tell me something. It's teaching me something about me. It's giving me a path from bondage of self to freedom of being in the power of the universe. And these words, word for word, phrase by phrase, paragraph by paragraph, page by page, is taking me to that relationship. And I never really understood that because I was reading the words and I thought they meant what they meant. And then I was getting an understanding, which was potentially more intellectual than anything else. And of course it served me, but it served me partially, and it served me to a degree where I keep thinking, what's wrong with me? Like, I'm not getting this thing. Must be something wrong with me, because, you know, I'm not somebody that's going to go out there blaming the book or anybody else. You know, usually I'll blame myself. Something is wrong with me. And that's really been a pattern of mine. Like, when things are not working for me, I don't assume that maybe I'm doing something wrong or I'm not doing it right. Just something is wrong with me. And so doing the book, the process this way, following the instructions, you know, in the book, allowing the words to have their way with me, as it were, is giving me this new experience with the program, with, you know, inventory, with my relationship with God, but also with my relationship with myself. And, you know, at the moment, I'm going to say, I value my relationship with God tremendously, but I'm very much enjoying what it's doing to my relationship to myself, or me with me. And, you know, this is something I've been working on for a long time, like this relationship with myself, being kind, that kind of thing. And there was varying degrees of success, and I think I've done quite a lot in that way, but this is really transforming me and the experience of my life. Like, yesterday I woke up and I sat on my bed and I was just really aware, like, wow, you know, my mind just went into this past kind of like inventory of situation. And I saw God was always there. I was always taken care of. Like, whenever my being was ready for change, situation happened, people came and things developed, and I, you know, and I grew and whatever, and I could see all of these things, everything that's ever happened. And so a huge amount of relief is happening, a huge amount of relaxation as well, just thinking, wow, okay, so I am always taken care of. So and so the reason why I'm saying this is because this fully conceding to my innermost self, I'm powerless over whatever, but for me, it's just fully conceding to my innermost self that I'm powerless. And to see that the level of trust that required for me, I didn't actually realize that, you know, I mean, my first entry point to that was, yeah, okay, fine. And then realizing what it meant, and it's just actually, this is the most crazy thing that anybody's asked me to do, and then everything in between. But just really seeing how this was not something I was just going to do, and just really appreciating, you know, what it means, what it takes. And it takes a huge amount of trust. You know, for me, this trust, this faith business was really something that transformed for me. But I think the one thing that I want to say is that it's not something I did. Caddy didn't do anything. Like, intellectually, I did not put two thoughts together and then it resulted in a third or an outcome. There was none of that happening. This was all experience. And for me, the focus on my powerlessness was really all it was about. And it makes me laugh because, you know, step one says, you know, focus on, you know, am I willing to admit that I'm powerless? And for some reason, I'm trying to do a program. I'm trying to create surrender. I'm trying to find a higher power. I'm trying to do all these things. When actually all I'm asked to do is to see, you know, what is my relationship to this powerlessness? And the more powerless I was, seeing myself and admitting myself to be, the more there was a search for something bigger than myself. And here in this program, we're lucky because we're told that. We're told there is a solution and it's a power greater than yourself. And I just, you know, so, and for me, you know, this trust the process, this, you know, going with it, but also allowing myself to have this experience, because I'm really aware that, you know, the trust the program, yes, we are writing things down so that we can remember them and report them on somebody, but it's not really, it's not a writing exercise. It really is experiential. And when I'm able to have these experiences and I'm praying and I'm asking for the truth and setting aside what I think I know, I just come across this place with the bondage of self, just seeing myself trying to fix itself, trying to do things for itself. And it has a way of thinking and it has a way of being that includes all my past, all my experiences, my fears, my memories, all of that. And then, so I'm actually picturing this as like a bubble, like a bowl that's right here. And then this program is saying, at the moment, your head is in the self, bondage of self. And am I willing to then lift my head up and see that there is something greater than myself? And to, I don't know how many times I've heard that, but to actually have an experience with that, to actually just see myself as the self, and then my awareness to be placed into this other place, which is something greater than myself. And to see there, well, not to see, but to experience the tremendous amount of peace and serenity that's here is beyond what I could have ever imagined. And I don't even know if those words are really doing justice to what's going on here. And then for me, the experience of that is always quite fun because I just think, wow, I've been looking for this out there everywhere and it's always been here. It's always been here. And then I realized like my conception of God completely changed. I don't know what I would name it now, but being here in the present moment, reality. And in that place here, you know, I'm away from the bondage of self and all that thinking, whatever. And I am all those things that I've always wanted to be, you know, courageous, being able to speak my voice, not being scared of being visible, all of these kind of things. And here I have this courage. I have this, this sense of not invincible, but, you know, I can do things like I, you know, if I want a future trip, usually when I future trip, I'm failing, I'm falling, everything, nothing's working, I'm bad and whatever. And now on a future trip, I can feel this ability, like this, you know, whatever it's going to be, I can do it. I will be able to do it. And so the best thing is to not future trip, but for me to try these things out, to just see how I feel about myself, inside myself, is very, very different. As a result of these, you know, kind of repeated experiences until this one time, the most recent one, and potentially there will be more, but where I just realized, like in the aftermath of it, like the hindsight of it, I just realized, wow, I was always holding on because I didn't know who was going to take care of it. Like the thought that came was, of course I was hanging on because who was going to take care of it? And I see that for me, this step one journey over the many years has been a journey in letting go, in trusting that there is something. And this can see to the innermost self. For me, it was always this sense that I was always looking for something, even if it wasn't conscious, that I could do later that will help me kind of be okay. And, you know, in the passage that was read just before the meeting, it was talking about this illusion, this obsession that the addict has, that someday, sometime it's going to be okay. The way that I see it now, like this is the mental obsession. This is the bondage of self. This is the self trying to fix itself. And I am not that. And my awareness can be, and oh, okay, well, there's this thing that's doing that thing, you know, trying to fix itself, trying to do whatever. And there's also me and awareness of myself in the great consciousness, and that can just be let aside, and I can be present to what it is that I, you know, I'm supposed to be doing, and kind of moving in that direction. And there's a lot of realizations that I have here because, like, for instance, if I say I consider myself to be, you know, I isolate very easily, and I say to myself, oh, you should go out. And then when I don't go out, I berate myself for not going out. And I realize that this is the activity of the self telling me all of these things, because when I am in, you know, present in the moment, I will do what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is just right. It is what it is. I don't have to argue with it, say, is it the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? Because, you know, the analogy of the flowing river is like kind of being used a lot around me at the moment. And it's like that. There's no time to see, is this the right path or whatever? The water is flowing and it's just going where it's going. A little bit like what I'm saying right now. No idea where this is going, but it's just, for me, this tremendous experience of realizing that this bird is really amazing the way that it is. Thank you. The way that it's really word for word taking me to relationship with God, with reality, and changing my perspective of myself and of the world, and giving me a whole new way to be. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So thank you for listening to me, and I look forward to hearing you. Thank you.